Kenyans are voting today to elect the country's next president. Past elections have turned violent as politicians exploited the country's ethnic divisions, and experts worry that may happen again. NPR's Eder Peralta is in Nairobi. Hi, Eder.
Hey there, Celeste.
So there has already been a lot of drama in this campaign. The current president, Uhuru Kenyatta, dropped his deputy and embraced a rival. Can you give us an update on who the leading candidates are and what their positions were?
The two main candidates have been in Kenyan politics for decades. You have Raila Odinga, who has been the historical opposition leader, and he is running in his fifth presidential race. And then you have the deputy president, William Ruto. Those are the two front runners. So that's not a surprise. But as you mentioned, the big news in this election has just been the changing of allegiances. Odinga and Ruto were actually allies at one point. And this is where it starts to get complicated. In 2013, Ruto ditched Odinga to run for office with the current president, Uhuru Kenyatta. And then in the middle of his second term, President Kenyatta and his deputy had a falling out. And then the president made friends with his arch enemy, Raila Odinga. So rivals are now allies. Allies are now rivals. And, you know, that is really making this election less predictable than they usually are.
So what have voters told you? What are their priorities in this election?
Kenyans are suffering. The economy here is not doing well. Inflation started rising even before Kenyans had recovered from the pandemic. So they desperately want one thing, a president who will bring them prosperity. And the economy is the number one issue that Kenyans are talking about.
So Kenya has a young population, especially compared with other nations. Is there a particular candidate who seems to be playing well with younger people?
There is. I mean, I think we should say that he has, you know, he's polling in the single digits, so he doesn't have a chance in this election. But he has sparked the imagination of many young people. His name is George Wajakoya, and he's a human rights lawyer who's running on a campaign to legalize pot so it can be exported and Kenya can make some money. And he also wants to simply kill corrupt politicians, hang them, he says. And he's saying this publicly. I spoke to one analyst who told me, look, as outrageous as his proposals are, the reason that they're finding an audience is because they're all focused on the economy. In the past in this country, appeals to tribalism have been the most powerful motivators. And this time around, it seems that everyone is talking about money and the economy.
Well, since you mentioned money, this election has drawn a lot of it, especially according to reporting from the Associated Press. How transparent is the funding of these particular candidates? Do we know who is funding them?
It's not transparent at all, right? So in Kenya, candidates don't have to file reports on where they're getting their money. But there is a lot of money that goes into these campaigns. We've been at rallies where tens of thousands of people show up and there are goodies given. And the goodies are not a big deal, right? They're hats, they're t-shirts. But there's also straight up money handed out to people out in the open. People get anything from $5 to $20 to show up for a rally. But, you know, once you start doing the math, it's a lot of money. And there is no official way to understand where that money is coming from.
So let's go back to concerns about violence that we mentioned. How worried are people that there could be violence or any kind of unrest, either before the vote or after it?
So there's always that fear. And I will tell you that, like in other years, lots of people here in Nairobi have left either to vote or running away from the potential of violence. We've seen a lot of paramilitary police starting to set up shop in the city. And the president issued a stern warning yesterday that security forces will deal harshly with anyone who causes trouble. And things are calm right now. But the two main candidates have started putting doubts on whether this election will be free and fair. So there's definitely concern and fear that this calm that we have right now could change.
So you have been covering Kenya for 5 years. I wonder, as you report on this election, what kind of changes have you seen in the country? What have you noticed?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the most beautiful things about Kenya is that regular Kenyans have always dreamed of a robust democracy, and they've worked for it. They show up to polls in huge numbers, even before the sun rises on election day. They protest and suffer the beatings of security forces to make this a more perfect democracy. And they always sounded hopeful to me. But over the past week, I've heard so much cynicism and apathy. A lot of Kenyans I've talked to say that they've gone to the polls so many times before, and nothing seems to change here. There's still corruption and impunity, and so many of them are still so poor. Most of the people I spoke to say they will vote, but mostly they just want to get this election over with.
NPR correspondent Ader Peralta joining us from Nairobi. Thank you so much, Ader.
Thank you, Celeste.